Perek Chaf Beis Mishnah Dalet. Nosnin Tavshil, a person could take a Tavshil, a cooked food, on Shabbos and place it atoch habor, into a pit that has no water in it. Bishvil Shie Shamor, in order that the pot of food should be guarded. What does it mean, guarded? That it shouldn't get ruined, the Shleith Kalkel Mach Masachom, it shouldn't get ruined from the heat of the day. It stays cool in the pit. And the Gemara explains that the Mishnah is coming to teach us what's the Chiddush. Like, of course I could do that. Why can't I do that? It's coming to teach us that we're not concerned that when a person is putting the pot into the pit, into the ground, that he may come to be mashve gumos, which means he'll come to smooth out the bottom of the pit to make it nice and flat. And then by doing so, he'll be filling up holes in the ground with dirt on Shabbos. He wants to do this because he wants the pot to lay flat. He doesn't want it to tilt to the side. But if he lays down the ground of the pit to make it flat, he's mash v'gumo, he's filling up the holes of a pit or of the ground on Shabbos, which is a prohibition on Shabbos. It's like harvesting, digging. You can't do that on Shabbos. So what we're saying is that a person could take his pot of food, put it into the pit so it stays cool, and we're not concerned that he's going to come to, you know, level the ground there to make sure his pot sits nicely. Another case, Ashamayim Hayafim, if someone has beautiful water, it doesn't mean beautiful water, but Mayim Hayafim means he has a utensil filled with clean drinking water. So he's allowed to put it on Shabbos Baraim into a pit with water, and not just water with dirty, disgusting water, but his water is sealed in a utensil. And the reason why he's putting it into this pit of dirty water is because the water there is very, very cold. He wants to keep his water cold. In order to keep his good water cold. Now here, there's no problem of leveling up the ground because the pit is filled with water. So what's the Mishnah coming to tell me? This is simple. So it says actually that halacha zu pshuti. This is really simple. And the only reason why we mentioned it is because of the following halacha. So let's see what the following halacha is. Vesatzonin, and you could even put cold water, bechama, you could put it into, out in the sun to warm up on Shabbos, because being heated up directly from the sun is not a prohibition on Shabbos, or some learn that you could actually put it in hot water, like sometimes, you know, mothers will take a baby bottle and then put it into a cup of hot water to warm up the bottle on Shabbos. That would be permitted, at least according to the Mishnah. You can check with your local halachic authority, but that's the real chiddush that's coming to tell me that you can even take a cold water and heat it up on Shabbos by either leaving it directly in the sun or putting it into hot water. In order that the cold water, you should warm up the cold water. And the Mishnah is coming to teach us that we're not concerned, you know, if someone does this, that he'll be yathman beremetz, meaning we're not concerned he'll put it into hot ashes. All right, he's putting it in the sun, he's putting it into hot water, maybe he'll put the utensil into hot ashes. And if he does that on Shabbos, that's a problem of either cooking or lighting a fire, because the yathman beremetz is you're putting it in like either hot sand or like coals. So we're not concerned that a person's going to come and do that. So that's what we're coming to teach us. Another case, Misha Nashu Kela Baderach Mayim. A person's going on the road, and his clothing, I don't know how this happens, but his clothing falls into the water. Or let's just say his jacket fell into the water. So what does he do now? Shenehu Vagadna Mayim Behayusa Baderach Shabbos. His clothing fell off into the water as he was walking on Shabbos. So, Mahalich Behen, he's allowed up, you know, take the wet clothing and put it on and walk with it on Shabbos. Ve'enu choshesh, and we're not concerned, either we're not concerned that people are gonna look at him and say, hey, look, he did laundry on Shabbos. We're not concerned about that. He can wear his clothing. And some explain that we're not concerned that he's gonna come to squeeze out his clothing and do the prohibition of schita, of squeezing on Shabbos. Either way, we're not concerned that any of these concerns will come about. And then he gil l'chatzar hachitzona, but once he reaches the outer courtyard, meaning the first entrance to the city, which is a guarded place. In those days, was a guarded area. And he's able to remove his clothing and dry them. So shotchan b'chama, he could dry them in the sun. Push his b'gadim, remove the clothing and dry them in the sun. Avalok egram, not facing the people. Because if he does it towards the street where people will see, people will think that this guy, you know, did laundry on Shabbos. However, we don't even, let me see here. Yeah, because people are going to think that he did his laundry on Shabbos, so therefore, you know, spread it out in this courtyard, but not toward the street. Now, they explain over here that we don't paskin like this Mishnah. Rather, we paskin like Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, that hold that it's prohibited to spread out your clothing that are wet, even in a closed up area, even, you know, if it's not a toward the street. Because whenever the Chachamim made a takana and they said, hey, you can't do something because of Marasayan, right? We're afraid people are going to think that you did laundry. So even in Chadri Chadarim, even in your private quarters, they answered it as well. So therefore, they would say that in this case, you can't, you know, dry your clothes in front of the people. And what the solution is, they don't bring it down over here. We'd have to look into it. But this is how we're coming out of here, according to them, that you can't even, you know, dry the clothing in a private room. Rather, someone just has to bring you fresh clothing, and then the other clothing you would just, you know, I don't know, leave somewhere in the corner. Okay. Mishnah Hay. Harochi, it's one who bathes on Shabbos, b'mimara, b'mitveria, in cave water or in the water of Tveria of Tiberias. So the water of Tveria was hot water, and the Gemara explains as follows, that Mishnah Nukta b'mitveria, the Mishnah picked b'mitveria, to teach us that even the b'mimara, which is the water of the cave is hot water, which is compared to the water of Tveria, which is also hot. How is it possible? The water of Tveria was naturally hot. But the water of a cave, let's just say someone, you know, heated it up before Shabbos. And that was similar to the waters of Tveria. That's why we just brought down Tveria. Just to show that, you know, the cave water could be hot like the waters of Tveria. Okay. So, v'yafa pisha b'mechamei Tveria, even though you could bathe in the waters of Tveria, lichatchila initially is permitted on Shabbos. Nevertheless, the Mishnah is telling you, harochi, it's a lashon of b'diyavad, of after the fact, because of mei ma'ara. Because the cave water normally is cold, and someone who heated up the cave water before Shabbos is prohibited to bathe in it on Shabbos. The gzeira of a merichatz. What's the gzeira of a merichatz? Because lest you walk into a merichatz was a bathhouse, and there you can't bathe. Chachamim are prohibited from bathing in the bathhouse on Shabbos because they were concerned that the balanim, the people that the heated up the bathhouse on Shabbos, people that heated up the waters there, they would heat it up on Shabbos and then tell everybody, oh no, it was heated up before Shabbos. And then, you know, you'd be using water that was heated up on Shabbos by Jews, which is prohibited. So to sum up, it's kind of a stretch, but technically you could dip in the waters of Tveria on Shabbos because they're heated naturally. Whereas the water of a cave, which is normally cold, they're just comparing it to the waters of Tveria, whereby it became hot. How did it become hot? Someone warmed it up. When did someone warm it up? Before Shabbos. Now, you can't bathe in these waters, even though it was warmed up before Shabbos. Why? Because we're concerned that you might go to a bathhouse and bathe there. And in a bathhouse, we're concerned that the bathmasters would heat up the water on Shabbos and then lie and say they heated it up Erev Shabbos, and that people would be using this water, you know, on Shabbos, which is a prohibition. But it's interesting to point out that the waters of Tveria, though, would be permitted to dip in, you know, even l'chatchila initially on Shabbos. Okay. Fim rachatz adam b'Shabbos. A person did bathe on Shabbos. So now we're saying that if a person did bathe, whether initially in the Mei Tveria, or only b'dieved, he shouldn't have done it, but he did, in the Mei Ma'ara, in the waters of the cave. So now, v'nistapeg, he dries himself off. Afilu be'ezer aluntios, even with 10 different towels. Magba'ot, 10 different towels. He uses one after the other to make sure that they don't get wet so he doesn't squeeze them. Lo yivim be'yado, he can't bring these 10 towels in his hand to his house. Afilu makam she'en isarot, so even if there's an erva. Why? Because we're afraid he's going to squeeze the towels. Even though he used 10 towels, how wet could they be? We're still concerned he's going to squeeze those towels. Even the last towels that he uses, all they have is a tiny bit of water. And of course you're not going to squeeze it. Nevertheless, the Chachamim made a gzera, last one comes to squeeze it. So that's by one person using 10 towels. Aval sarah b'nei adam mistapgin baluntios achas pnei medeim v'raglayim m'vino san b'yadam. However, as opposed to one person with 10 towels, if you have 10 people with one towel, they could wash their hands, their face, their feet, and they bring down even their whole entire body if it's possible to use this towel to dry them all up. So, and the reason why we're lenient over here is because when you have 10 people all using the same towel, then each one's going to remind the other, hey, don't squeeze out the towel. And therefore, when we bring this on the other, they can bring it to their house. Even though it's soaking wet, you have 10 people using one towel. We're still lenient because we see now that each person is going to remind the other one not to squeeze out the towel. So it's an interesting contrast. One person with 10 towels, which are barely wet, we don't let him do it lest he squeeze it. 10 people with one towel, which is soaking wet, we're lenient because each one will remind each other not to squeeze it. However, the Gemara concludes over here that we don't paskin like this Mishnah. Rather, even one person, a few echad, one person is permitted to bring l'havi be'adah samagavah, to bring the towel they dry themselves out to his house on Shabbos, and we're not concerned that he'll squeeze it on Shabbos, and that's how we come out.